It is 0:30 Universal Time. With world news in VOA Special English, I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting live from the VOA headquarters in Washington. President Obama says approving a new nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia is important to national security and cannot be delayed. The president met with former defense officials and diplomats from earlier presidential administrations. He called for quick passage of the START Treaty. The treaty aims to cut deployed nuclear weapons by about 30%. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed the agreement in April. Its approval has been delayed because of concerns from opposition lawmakers in the Senate. But Mr. Obama says he believes he can get enough votes to approve the new START treaty this year. NATO officials say a joint force of Afghan and coalition troops has killed 13 resistance fighters in eastern Afghanistan. A NATO statement says the force came under fire Thursday in Kunar province. It returned fire and ordered an airstrike that hit the insurgent position with two missiles. The alliance ended a four-day operation to clear resistance fighters from Kunar Wednesday. Reports said more than 40 insurgents may have been killed. NATO says Afghan and coalition troops also found a large supply of weapons in the Peck Valley operation. Six American soldiers were killed in the security operation. Afghanistan will be the main subject when NATO leaders meet in Lisbon, Portugal, Friday. The leaders of the 28-member military alliance will discuss the future of NATO's operation in Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai will attend the meeting Saturday. He has repeatedly criticized how NATO forces operate in his country. During the two-day meeting, NATO leaders are expected to announce new plans for the alliance. These include stronger defenses against computer-based terrorism and long-range missiles. NATO leaders will also discuss building new partnerships with South Korea and Japan. The NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the meeting will be one of the most important in the history of the alliance. Six countries say they will not be represented at the ceremony to give jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo the Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says Russia, Iraq, and China are among the nations not attending. The committee says it will award the prize even if no one representing Mr. Liu can attend. The Chinese government has tried to organize a boycott of the ceremony. It warned countries not to attend. However, most Western countries plan to have representatives there. 36 of 58 countries have accepted an invitation to the ceremony. The remaining 16 have not yet replied. Mr. Liu is serving an 11-year prison sentence for his support of democratic rights in China. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. The United Nations Human Rights Committee says recent elections in Burma were not free, fair, or open. The committee approved a resolution criticizing the elections by a vote of 96 to 28, 60 countries did not vote. The committee also called on Burma's military government to release all political prisoners. Earlier Thursday, the Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi spoke by phone with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Aung San Suu Kyi was released from house arrest Saturday. She has spent 15 of the last 21 years in some kind of detention. A UN statement says she and the Secretary General called for the release of all political prisoners so all Burmese citizens can work toward national unity. Unrest in the capital of Guinea appears to have eased after officials declared a state of emergency to control violence following presidential elections. Conditions were reported to be calm overnight in Conakry. However, some people said they heard gunfire. Security forces guarding the city have been firing warning shots into the air. Guinea's military government announced a curfew Wednesday following clashes between supporters of presidential candidates Alpha Condé and Seydou Dalein Diallo. At least 7 people are reported to have been killed in the violence. On Monday, officials declared Mr. Condé the winner of a close vote held November 7th. Mr. Diallo says he will challenge the results before the Supreme Court. American health experts say cholera could continue to spread in Haiti. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says conditions in Haiti aid the spread of the disease. And the World Health Organization says the bacteria that causes cholera will be in Haiti for years. Health officials in Haiti say cholera has already killed more than 1,100 people since last month. Over 18,000 have been sent to the hospital. Health workers fear cholera will spread in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Hundreds of thousands of people have been living there in poor conditions since the Haitian earthquake in January. And Ireland has moved closer to accepting financial help from other European countries and from the International Monetary Fund. Ireland needs billions of dollars in loans after it had to lend its major banks about $60 billion to keep them from failing. Officials from the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the IMF are in the Irish capital, Dublin. They are examining the country's financial records. The head of Ireland's central bank, Patrick Honohan, said the amount of financial help has not yet been decided. His comments caused opposition leaders to claim the Irish people had been misled about the condition of the country's economy. And some American lawmakers are criticizing a federal jury's decision in the case of the first Guantanamo detainee to face a trial in an American civilian court. On Wednesday, a jury in New York found Ahmed Gilani guilty of only one charge in the plot to bomb 2 American embassies in Africa. And now briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. President Obama says approving a new nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia is important to national security and cannot be delayed. 6 countries say they will not be represented at the ceremony to give jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo the Nobel Peace Prize. And the United Nations Human Rights Committee says recent elections in Burma were not free, fair, or open. And that's the news in VOA Special English I'm Christopher Cruz.